Hey everyone, good morning. I hope you're all doing all right out there. I know there's a lot going on in the world and in the United States, and I hope you're all in prayer, especially for the situation in Afghanistan, which is just heartbreaking. I wanted to do this video because I haven't really done anything directly on the COVID shot, and I've had people reaching out to me, asking me, even people from the military and the medical field, about what they ought to do. Should they take it? Should they not take it? If it's forced, what should they do? And I don't have all the answers to all those things, but we've all made a personal decision on this by default, if not actively. And I have done my utmost to try to understand the issues as best I can with the time that I have. And I have come to my own decision on this. And so I just wanted to share that with you. I'm not a doctor. I'm not coming to you because I've done some kind of a scientific experiment or a test and determined something one way or the other, whether this is a good or a bad thing. We've all had to go on a lot of different things because these quote unquote vaccines did not go through the normal process that a vaccine goes through with animal tests. And Operation Warp Speed, for everything that Trump did, that was probably one of the things that for me was the least attractive about his policies. And I just can't put my faith in what I know. And then more than that, what I don't know. What I don't know probably has me more concerned than what I do know. So I'm going to share some of this with you and my rationale, and I would encourage you to do your own research. This is just where I come down on it, and this is for people who have asked various questions. I'm hoping to get most of them answered in this video so that you know at least kind of where I stand. I'm thinking of possibly having some experts on. I don't know exactly what that would look like yet. It's just not directly related. It is indirectly related, but it's not directly related to what I've been focusing on lately. So I haven't really done much on it, but I'm open to. So if you really want more, you know, let me know. You can put it in the comments if you want. But there are a lot of resources out there. This is not something that's unique to me. There's of course, a lot of the resources that would be skeptical about the shots are censored, but you can still find them. You can use search engines like DuckDuckGo. You can go to Great Barrington Declaration and find some of the resources from some of the people who have signed that. Frontline doctors would be another one. So anyway, I'm just gonna talk to you about my personal decision here and my rationale, walk you through that. And I did it in two little Facebook gab posts. And so I'm just going to read through that for you. I may stop and start, but here's my statement, and I've tried to carefully word this. Honestly, I'm trying to love my neighbor by not taking the shot. Here's my reasoning. If the shot is both detrimental to my long-term health and the occasion by which tyranny is forced on my friends in the business and medical fields, my resistance to it can only help myself and my neighbors. My concerns are as follows. Number one, there's a question as to whether the shot contributes to infertility, and in females, miscarriages. My wife and I are a young couple who'd love to have kids. It's not loving to my future children to risk harming them or contributing to their death. Number two, there's a question as to whether the mRNA technology weakens the immune system in the event of a variation of the virus attacking the body. I'm not loving the people who rely on me by taking a risk that may prevent me from working or kill me. Number three, my friends who are in danger of having the shot forced on them are facing manipulative peer pressure right now. One of the metrics used to convince them to take the shot is the percentage of people who have taken it already. I don't want to contribute to that number. Number four, there are many other concerns, including the ethics associated with the pharmaceutical companies manufacturing the shots and the political agendas behind potentially forcing the shots. I do not agree with using cell lines from aborted fetuses, or the government imposing an untested shot on such a large scale. In short, the risk associated with contracting COVID or a COVID variant, especially for my demographic, are relatively low. The risks associated with a shot are relatively unknown. And that's the best case scenario. I believe it's more loving for me to not take the shot. I also believe it's not very loving for others to question my motives for making this choice based on risk assessment. Accusing people of being selfish or unloving because they won't take the shot assumes they believe the shot is necessary to save others, and yet, knowing this, they refuse to take it. It's either an arrogant or ignorant assumption, and not a very loving one if you're failing to attempt to understand or respect their conscience. And here's a follow-up to this post that I wrote. I said that there are some frequently asked questions that I would like to expand further on. Number one, do you think COVID is serious and should it be treated? My answer, yes. I do believe if you have pre-existing conditions, especially COVID is serious. I would not trust anyone who says the whole thing is a hoax in the sense that there is no real virus, if anyone like that still exists. There are treatments that, in the right doses, do not come with a high risk but seem to treat COVID well, the most famous of which is the HCQ, hydroxychloroquine. Number two, did you or someone you love have COVID or die from COVID? Yes, I believe I had it very early on. Many of my immediate family had positive COVID tests, and one person had a bad case. HCQ worked very well for that individual. In my experience, those who had more trouble were those with pre-existing conditions or older. I have not lost anyone close to me by God's grace. Number three, did anyone you know have adverse effects from the shot? Yes, a small part of the reason I do not want to get the shot is seeing some of the negative reactions experienced by people of varying ages I know personally who experience blood clots immediately after receiving it. I know, at least in some hospitals, this data is not being categorized as a potential result of the shot. Correlation does not always equal causation, but if there is even a small chance these things are correlated, which they appear to be, the shot could be a greater risk to me than COVID, which I've already probably had. Number four, you're not a doctor. What gives you the right to give advice on COVID treatment? And here's my answer. Don't take this post, or what I'm saying now, or the previous one as advice. I'm simply explaining why I personally arrived at the decision I did. Many have asked me, and I want to put an answer out there for future questions rather than replying to everyone individually. That being said, we should evaluate the claims made by the medical industry the same way we do the news media and other outlets. I'm very skeptical of the majority of the conclusions historians and many theologians reach, though I have a master's degree in both fields. It is very possible for an entire industry to accept a narrative when it's accompanied by peer and political pressure. Hundreds of thousands of doctors do not agree with the alleged consensus. You can check out the Great Barrington Declaration if you want proof. Number five, do you think it's a sin to get the shot? In and of itself, I do not. I also do not treat anyone differently who has it. I'm dead set against the political circumstances under which this issue has come to be. I'm also dead set against the globalist and totalitarian agenda behind much of the reaction to COVID. This does not mean I think everyone who chose to get the shot is in favor of mandates, single-payer healthcare, or shutting down churches and businesses. Some are, many aren't. Those who chose to get the shot simply made a different decision than I did, based on their own risk evaluation, and I defend their right to do so. Number six, what's your main reason for personally opposing the shot? While there is much I know that makes me skeptical, my major concern is related to what I do not know. The mRNA technology used did not go through the same trial process as other actual vaccines go through, and they have not been out long enough for studies to show what the long-term effects are. My friends in the political and medical field who are against the shot seem to think the most adverse effects will start happening 6 to 18 months after getting it. Add boosters and variants to the mix, and I'd rather not be part of what appears to be an experiment. It's also an experiment I don't need to be part of, given my age, health level, and the fact I already likely had COVID. So this is my reaction to people who have asked me some of these questions about the COVID shot. And all I'm really talking about in this video is my personal decision. I've had to make that for myself. And of course, my wife and I talk about this. My wife has worked in the medical field for the last few years, and so we've had to cross this bridge. And I have a great many nurses in my friends and family. So all these things are things I've considered and had long conversations about. I just haven't gone public with a lot of it. And it's because I think there's other sources out there that you can go to. But I know people want to hear my take, and so I want to give you at least my personal decision and why I came to it. So I hope that's helpful for all of you out there who are trying to make this decision yourself. One thing I didn't put in here that I want to add is if you're in the military or in the medical field and this is being forced on you, or in the business field, there are options. I'm not sure what they all are. I know I got an email this morning from someone in the military who said to send people his way who have questions who are in the military about it. But I do know there are religious exemptions, and it's kind of terrible that we have to even think about having a religious exemption to this. There should be a safety net that doesn't include that. But for those who are seeking religious exemptions, I think most of them focus on the cell lines that were used from just tracing back to aborted fetuses and that kind of thing. So you may want to look into that. And I'm not sure what other options are all out there, but I'm sure there are exemptions that you probably can get, and you should probably look into it. It may take work, it may take research, but if you really don't want to get it, you shouldn't just out of laziness choose to get it because you don't want a fight on your hands. If it is negative, if it is bad for you, and if it could cause blood clots and infertility and some of the things that it's supposedly has caused, then you want to do it not just for yourself, but also for others. And so that's my two cents for now. That's what I feel comfortable sharing for now with you. I hope that helps. God bless, and enjoy the rest of your day. More coming later this week. Bye now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.